Jake Bralecki, another senior, says everyone understood that the eventual plan for the dollars would be for something good, and that their teacher wasn't going to do anything stupid with the money. The students, among themselves, decided Madison had some unspoken goal, some mysterious threshold at which she would reveal the secret. They figured bigger donations could only help them get there faster. Bralecki taped a $20 bill and a $10 bill on the whiteboard. Megan Makowski dug into her Christmas and birthday savings and taped up another $20. "I kept pestering her the whole time," she said of her teacher. The amount continued to grow over several weeks until it reached $175.76. As for the original dollar, the person who lost it never came looking. That left Madison to decide upon the best resolution. She kept thinking about her brother-in-law, Jack Haynes, a guy she describes as a wonderful human being who had been godfather to Madison's daughter, Tess. 8 years earlier, Jack had died of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a rare and devastating neurological disease. 3 years after that, his sister, Jean Haynes Grant, died of the same condition. Madison told that story to all her classes. She explained that Jack had been married to her sister, Terry Stephen Haynes, and that Terry raised money every spring for the ALS Therapy Development Institute, established to seek a cure for the disease. She asked the teens whether they would mind if she donated the dollars in their names in honor of Jack. Their answer was to tape enough money to the whiteboard over the next few days to push the amount to $326.06. Madison, choking back tears as she recalls the moment, says she carefully peeled the cash off the board and made the donation just before the beginning of May, which is National ALS Awareness Month. That was Saturday. By Monday afternoon, eight more dollars had been taped to the board.